Infrastructure is by far the number one priority. It has been for a very long time, probably highlighted last year because of the issues we had around town here. But our big thing we've always discussed with the government is the access to Dublin. So the A5, which is not necessarily in the Irish government's gift, but that we hope will be back on the table again and started. Also the 10T, which would deliver the Manor to Lifford Road, the Bonagie Link Road, and the Ballybuffet Bypass. We know the government are hearing us, and we just hope they're listening.
There's no doubt the Chamber has a vision for the coming year, and indeed for the coming number of years. The government, as you say, does have a role to play in that in terms of ensuring the funding is forthcoming for those major infrastructural projects you're speaking about. Are you getting any sense from Joe McHugh that we're closer?
Well, I suppose we're getting a sense that we know the council are working on the roads. We know that we're getting close to route selection, signing off on route selection, and then a wee bit of that's down to the county council. And my impression is that it's there in 2040 plan, you know, and hopefully this government can deliver, or whatever government we end up with can deliver. We've always tried to be optimistic about this, but we want to see it done as soon as possible. Letterkenny in particular has to thrive and have ease of access for the whole county, we think, to operate properly. We need the other towns, and we also need the other towns and villages around the county to be thriving, because Letterkenny is commercial centre.